silver. My stomach is purple and my beard is purple. Now, come on, we're going to have a story. And we're going to have a story, and this is the purple puzzle tree. And these are stories about the purple puzzle tree and where you fit. I'm going to tell you the first story, and then you can help me with the other stories. Shh. Are you ready? Would all the old children sit down? Now before we start, you have to learn one word. You have to learn to say one word. Chirple, chirple, chirple. You say that? Chirple, chirple, chirple. All right, louder. Chirple, chirple, chirple. Not bad. Now. A long, long time ago, when God was all alone, God had no one to live with, God had no one to stay with, God had no one to laugh with, God had no one to play with. That wasn't any fun now, was it? Was it? Oh. A long, long time ago, when God was all alone, the world was like a fishbowl full of dirty water and not one little fish. So that wasn't any fun now, was it? No. Was it? A long, long time ago when God was all alone, there wasn't any yellow and there wasn't any white, there wasn't any green and there wasn't any light, and everything was purple from the dirty purple waters. The waters kept on churning, churning round and round, and they made a funny sound like chirple, chirple, chirple. That wasn't any fun now, was it? So God looked in the water to see what God could see. It was nothing but water. There wasn't any light. And the water kept on churning round and round and up and down and in and out and making funny sounds like chirple, chirple, chirple. So God said, light. Let's have some light. And in a flash, God saw the light. With lots and lots of colors, like green and blue and yellow, brown and white. And that was very good now, wasn't it? Yeah. But the water kept on churning, churning round and round and up and down, and in and out, and making funny sounds like
chirple, 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 chirple.
So God said, let's have some land. And in a flash, the land appeared. There was a hump, a bumpy hump, a bumpy, lumpy, humpy hump. And it came between the waters and stopped the dirty waters from going round and up and down and in and out and making funny sounds like chirple, chirple,
chirple.
Good. And the land has trees and plants. It's dark and brown and green. It hardly makes a sound. But if you put your ear down to the ground very late at night, it sometimes says, it does. And then God said, sky. Let's have some sky. In a flash, there was a ceiling very, very high over all the land. And in that ceiling way up there, God put some stars. And once in a while, an old one falls. And in the ceiling, God put two lights, sun by day and the moon by night, and neither of them falls when he swings them out of sight. So God said, life. Let's have some life. In the flash, there was a splash. This purple fish went swimming. And after this, there was a swish as the gnats went zooming. And after a while, God had to smile. He watched the animals learning how to walk. So God made all sorts of animals. What did God make? He made a... What did God make?
Fish.
Fish. What else? Come on. What else did God make?
Bats.
Good, bats. What else?
Cats.
What else?
Dogs.
What else? What else did God make? Elephants, yes, elephants. So God made all sorts of things. He made the purple fish and the hippopotamus. Yes, in a minute, I'll tell you about him. Purple fish and the old white crow and the camel with a hump. And kangaroos who have very funny tails. And the happy hippopotamus who has very muddy feet that make a funny sound like thump, schlur, thump, schlur, thump. So God made everything there was, and that was good, wasn't it? And God had so much fun because God loved the world and all he made and said, That's very good. And that was very, very good. Now, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Yes.
Thank you. That's the first story. You can clap if you like. Now, for the second story, I need some helpers. Can you find the apple in there? Yes. Was it just down? All right, you ready? Who is willing to be the snake? You want to be the snake? All right, come on, stand here. You are the snake. All right? You are the snake. You stand behind this tree. And who's willing to be Adam? You want to be Adam?
Sure.
Sure. All right, you're Adam. You stand over here. Okay, and who's going to be Eve? You want to be Eve? All right, you're Eve. All right, Eve can stand on this side. You're the snake, and you're Eve. And now the most important of all, who's going to be? I tell you, the ad-lib on these shows is amazing. God, absolute. Who said that? All right, you can be God. You knew. Huh? Come over here. God's on the other side. All right, you're God. Since you knew it was going to be God, you get to be God. Very good. Now, this is another next story. My three actors on this side ready. Stay there. And you're God on this side. Okay. Ready? Would you like to take a trip with me to an old enchanted garden? Would you like to take a walk with me down the garden paths of Eden? Would you like to see what Adam saw in that bright enchanted garden? Then follow me, we're off to see a garden full of fun, with lots of joys for girls and boys and thrills for everyone. The first surprise when you open your eyes is Adam and Eve together. They have no clothes from head to toes, because it's always sunny weather. But they didn't feel naughty or naked. Wait, we do sometimes if we steal or disobey. No, everything is happy here. Everything's happy in the garden. Happy with delight. Oh, look. This is a candy cane. No, it's not. It's a long green snake standing on its tail. It's beckoning for us to come down the garden track. Would you like to come with me? Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Only cowards ever turn back. We're going into the enchanted forest. Deep in the enchanted garden, where magic trees have magic fruit and bushes have magic berries. Look, up there. That tree there, that's a long life tree. if you eat the nuts with me, well, you can live like angels do and never, never die. Would you like to do that? Oh, that tree up there, that's a growing up tree with beans like on a beanstalk. And if you eat those beans with me, you can grow to 8'2". If that pleases you, would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would you? All right. Well, oh, look. That tree there, that's a magic tree. They say it's called a learning tree. I wonder what would... That's what I mean, a learning tree, exactly. I wonder what would happen if we eat from its bright red fruit. I wonder what would happen if we ate the bright red fruit. Would you like to know? Well, the snake has stopped beside the tree, and the snake is asking Eve a question. You can say this. Do you mean to tell me? You say that.
You mean to tell me?
God said.
God said.
We cannot eat of any fruit?
We cannot eat any fruit.
In this enchanted garden?
In this enchanted garden.
And Eve says, you're wrong, you're wrong.
You're wrong, you're wrong.
God said that we could eat.
God said that we can eat.
Of any tree at all.
At any tree at all.
But we cannot eat of the learning tree.
We cannot eat of the learning tree.
Or touch its bright red fruit.
Or touch its bright red fruit.
Or otherwise we might.
Or otherwise we might.
Die.
Die.
Well, Eve just, the snake just made a dirty grin and whispered in Eve's ear, God knows.
God knows.
You won't really die, my dear.
You won't really die, my dear.
Because if you eat that bright red fruit...
If you eat that bright red fruit...
You'll know as much as God knows.
You'll know as much as God knows.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was magic in the air. There was magic in the air, and there were balloons as well. Now, there was magic in the air. There was... You never know what's going to happen on the show. There was magic in the air. There was magic everywhere. Eve wanted that fruit so much. Huh? What was wrong with a little touch? Hey? What was wrong with a little touch? So she touched it. And she took it. Wouldn't you? And she tasted it. That's good enough. And she gave some to Adam. Right. Yeah. And she gave some to you and you and you and you. And suddenly, whoops! Their eyes popped open wide. They discovered so many things. They discovered they were naughty. They discovered they were naked. Right? And they were afraid if God would ever find them hiding in the garden. Shh. Then God comes. God says, Adam, where are you?
Adam, where are you?
Are you hiding from me?
Are you hiding from me?
Huh? Did, did you eat from the tree?
Did you eat from the tree?
Well, that's naughty.
Well, that's naughty.
Yes. God was sad because now the world was messed up and broken. Yes. And all the pieces... We're like a big puzzle out of place. And God is going to have to find a way, put them all back together. But look, God is going to give them each a lovely purple gown. Right? There we go. They're like two birthday presents. Now they won't feel so naked and so naughty anymore. The enchanted garden disappeared. and the magic trees all vanished. For God was gone, and all was gone, all except those purple gowns. For they were like two precious pieces of God's great big purple puzzle. And if you want to find where you belong, you have to find out where you belong in the purple puzzle of God. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. And a special hand for our actors. They did a great job. Now, while we do the next little bit, each of your children, if you want to, you want to help me? You take one of these pieces of paper, right? And on the side, which is blank, you write your name, so you can put your name and be a part of the Holden Purple Puzzle Tree. We got lots of people from other days. We ran out of colored paper. So if you can just write your name or draw a picture for just a couple of minutes while I talk to these people who are standing over here, the old children. While they're doing that, just to let you know, the Purple Puzzle was written back in the 1960s, and we're in the process of trying to redeem it and republish it. And there are copies of the first set, which is the first six books, over in the bookstore if you want to have a look. And I have a special deal for any congregation who wants to buy a set. And you can make some money or raise some money for your congregation. And the Purple Puzzle is basically the idea that God has a plan for all of his people. And they are going to just put their names up on the Purple Puzzle. And while I do that, you need to learn the Purple Puzzle Tree song, okay? And it goes like this. You can sing the line after me. Children can follow on in a minute. Tiger, tiger, tell me, do you fly? Do you slink around the ground? Or soar about the sky? God made tigers. God made you and me to fit together piece by piece in his purple puzzle tree. Okay, we'll sing that again in a minute. Now, are we just about done? Very good. Okay. Okay, can you all sit down again? Sit down in your place, and we'll have the last story, third story. Come on. You all sit in your place after you've got your name on the tree. Everybody back in place? Everybody back in place? Quick! You can't put it on, don't worry. We'll put it on later. Okay, just put it on the chair. Put it on the chair and we'll put it on later. Okay, can you sit down now? Okay. Okay, everybody here? Okay, now to understand this one, you have to know about the tiger. We have to tiger. This is the Purple Puzzle Tree song, and your mums and dads have learned it. So you all sing it. You sing the line after me. Are you all ready? Tiger, tiger,
tiger, tiger.
Tell me, do you fly?
Tell me, do you fly?
Do you slink around the ground?
Do you slink around the ground?
Or soar about the sky?
Or soar about the sky?
God made tigers.
God made you and me
to fit together piece by piece
in
his purple puzzle tree. All right, now all together, really loud. Tiger, tiger, tell me, do you fly?
Do you slink around the ground or soar about the sky? God made tigers, God made you and me, to fit together piece by piece, purple puzzle tree.
Now I need a hippopotamus. All right, you can be the hippopotamus with those boots on. You're the hippopotamus, and I need the snake again, another snake. You want to be the snake? Oh, you're a god. All right, we need to have a share the gifts around. You want to be the snake? You're going to be the snake, okay. Who else? I need a donkey. I need a donkey. You're going to be the donkey. Now, you're the hippopotamus. You wait, you sit there until I call you. All right, sit down. You can sit down until you're ready. You can sit down for a moment. Now, who else do I need? I need God. I need another God. Who hasn't been anything? Have you been God? You haven't been anything? All right. You haven't been anything. You haven't been anything either. Well, we're going to have a problem here. We'll all have something to do in a moment. Can we all be kookaburras? All right, here we go. You can be God. You sit there, all right, till you're ready. Now, are you ready for the story? A long, long time ago, in the middle of the garden, God was sitting there putting together his purple puzzle tree. But in the middle of the garden, there was a little tiger called Tickle. Tickle? Well, God made Tickle last of all. And Tickle didn't know where he fitted into God's plan. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. And Tickle would go around and he would go from one person to the other. And he would sit on their head and he would tickle them under their nose. And what happens if you tickle somebody under their nose? They sneeze. See, and they would go to old people like this, and then they would sneeze. Listen. Yeah, pretty good. And then they would go to some other person, and that person would sneeze. Oh. We need a big sneeze here. He went to God, and God sneezed, a big sneeze. That's better. Ouch! All right. Oops, you all right? You okay? Now, can we have a really big sneeze? Because he sat on God's head, and God went, shoo! And all the pieces of the puzzle flew everywhere. God said, oh my goodness. And Tickle the tiger, everywhere he went, he'd tickle people. So they sang the song. It's just a little different, this verse. Sing it with me. Tiger, tiger, tell me, do you fly? Do you slink around the ground or soar about the sky? Then this bit. Tickle, tickle. It's time this tickling stops. You cannot go around the world. Just licking lollipops. Well, Tickle didn't know what to do. He wanted to know what he was supposed to be. For first of all, he went to see Happy the Hippopotamus. Here's Happy the Hippopotamus. He said, do you think it would cause too much fuss if I learnt to be a hippopotamus? Well, and Happy the Hippopotamus, he said, duh.
Yeah.
What you have to do?
What you have to do?
Is crawl in the mud.
Until the mud is all over your face.
And you're covered in mud.
And you're covered in mud.
Like some children.
Like some children.
Mm-hmm. And then, when God comes home at night.
And then, when God comes home at night.
You'll have somebody to laugh with.
And you'll have somebody to laugh with.
Well, you know, Happy. Okay, you can sit now. Tickle the tiger. He crawled down in the mud.
And you know, he got mud everywhere. He got mud up his nose. And so Tickle the tiger went, shoo! And mud went everywhere. All over God's purple puzzle.
And so he said, oh, I think it's too much fuss to be a hippopotamus.
So then he went to Candy, the carpet snake. Here she is. Yeah, she's squeaking. Candy the carpet snake, and he said, do you think it would be a mistake if I learned to become a snake? Yes. And she said, what you have to do?
What you have to do?
Is crawl on your tummy.
Crawl on your tummy.
And make the dust fly.
And make the dust fly.
And see what happens. See if you can get that girl over there.
And see what happens.
Yeah, and ask that girl.
And ask that girl.
To eat from that apple.
To eat from that apple.
And if she does.
And if she does.
She'll never have to have her medicine again.
She'll never have to have her medicine again.
Well, when he went to the girl, she just saw him trying with all the dust flying everywhere. And what did she do? She just laughed. Big laugh. And she took his lollipop and walked away, licking his lollipop. And Tickle says, I think it's a mistake to try and become a snake. Last of all, he said, I'm going to go and see Ding-a-ling the donkey. Is that you? Oh, you're the donkey. Okay. Ding-a-ling the donkey. And so he said to the donkey, you think I would look like a monkey if I learnt to be a donkey? That's what he said. And the donkey said, duh. What you have to do is ask somebody for a ride. Like Abraham or Moses. Yes. And tell them to dig their heels into your side. Well, when he went to somebody and asked them, would you like a ride? Would you like a ride? You know what they said? Oh, no, I don't want to ride on a tiger. Who wants to ride on a tiger? Huh? Well, this here tiger, when somebody decided to kick his heels into his side, you know, he didn't like that at all. He didn't like that at all. And he says, I think I'm look. And then all, you know, everybody, all the birds and the animals all started to laugh, especially the kookaburras. They all laughed at him for trying to be a donkey. You know how a kookaburra laughs? Shh. Watch it. You got to do it with me after I do it. It goes like this. That's a kookaburra. All right? Now let's try it. All the kookaburras, you're all kookaburras, and you all have to laugh at poor little Tickle. Here we go. Here we go. Ready? One, two. It's very good. Poor Tickle. He said, that's it. I'm going to go to God. So he goes to God, and he sits on God's head, and he tickles God's nose, as he always does. And you know what God did? Sneezed. One, two, big God sneezed. Achoo! Right. And all the pieces of the puzzle went everywhere and all over the place. And Tickle says, I'm learning to be a donkey, God. Do you want to ride? And God laughed and said, no. I think it's time you learned who you're supposed to be. Now see that piece of the puzzle that landed way down in India? I want you to go there and learn to be a tiger with a roar that rules the jungle. Roar. Be a tiger. And then you'll know where you belong in God's purple puzzle tree. So all the animals sang the Tickle the Tiger song, and they all learnt where they belong in the garden of God. Together. Tiger, tiger, tell me, do you fly? Do you slink around the ground or soar about the sky? God made tigers, God made you and me, to fit together piece by piece in his purple puzzle tree. Thank you very much. Thank you all. And a hand for all the children. And for all our actors. Thank you. Thank you very much.